Picture this. A perfect Florida golf course, early in the morning.
Dew on the grass.
Totally quiet.
Peaceful.
And then bam, total chaos.
Our deep dive today focuses on a magpie.
Her name is Magpie.
And she has turned this Florida golf course upside down.
I mean, how does a bird become like the ultimate golf course prankster?
Right.
Using technology. What's the story here?
So this isn't just some random bird making noise.
Right.
We have reports.
Yeah.
We have eyewitness accounts.
Uh-huh.
We have video footage.
Wow.
All pointing to the fact that Magpie has learned the sounds of human technology.
Real.
And is using them to disrupt golfers in pretty incredible ways.
It's like she's playing a prank on them.
That's what's so fascinating.
Yeah.
We tend to think of these complex technological sounds as uniquely human.
Right.
But then Magpie's case comes along and throws a wrench into that assumption.
For sure.
It makes you question what we really know about animal cognition.
Absolutely.
And their ability to adapt to our rapidly changing world.
Okay, so where did this all begin?
Well, Magpie's story starts in Green Cove Springs, Florida.
Lovely town.
And she's actually named after a local caterer.
Oh, really?
Maggie P.
Okay.
Who was known for her quick wit and apparently her talent for mimicking sounds herself.
Of how interesting.
Almost as if she passed that gift down.
Wow.
To her feathered namesake.
Okay, so how did Magpie go from mimicking Maggie to mastering the sounds of our smartphones?
Well, it seems that she started hanging around the pro shop.
Uh-huh.
Listening to the symphony of pings and dings and buzzes.
Yeah.
Coming from golfers' phones.
Right.
And this is where the story takes a remarkable turn.
Okay.
Magpies, they are known for their vocal learning abilities.
Yeah.
But Magpie took it to a whole new level.
So she wasn't just mimicking random sounds.
But
she was actually picking up specific things.
She was picking up specific ringtones, notification alerts.
Oh, wow.
Even Siri's voice.
And using them.
And using them at very precise moments to disrupt the game.
So it's like she understood the context.
Yes.
Of those sounds.
Yes.
And knew how to use them for maximum effect.
Exactly. And that's what's so mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Think about the cognitive complexity required for that.
Right.
She had to not only learn the sounds.
Right.
But also recognize the situations in which they occurred.
Yeah.
And then replicate them at just the right time to cause a distraction.
Wow.
It's a level of social intelligence that we haven't traditionally attributed to birds.
It's incredible. So her favorite spot to pull off these sonic pranks.
Oh, the third hole.
The third hole.
Known as the Island Green.
The Island Green. Could you describe what it was like for the golfers?
So imagine.
Okay.
You're about to take a crucial shot.
Right.
You've got your eye on the ball.
Uh-huh.
You're focusing, trying to block out all distractions.
Yeah.
And suddenly you hear the distinct sound of an incoming text message.
I would be thrown.
Most golfers were.
I bet.
At first, they would blame each other, convinced someone had forgotten to silence their phone. But as these phantom ringtones continued, they realized something much stranger was going on.
So what kind of sounds was Magpie using?
Oh, she had quite the repertoire.
Okay.
Everything from classic ringtones to notification chimes.
Uh-huh.
Even those little bloops and beeps that signal a successful payment.
Oh, wow.
And it wasn't just the variety of sounds. It was her impeccable timing.
Okay.
That really made her infamous.
So she wasn't just making noise randomly.
Not at all.
Okay.
It was as if she understood the rhythm of the game.
Okay.
The moments of peak tension and concentration.
Interesting.
Eyewitnesses describe her letting out a perfectly timed, "You've got mail."
You've got mail.
Right as a golfer was about to putt.
Oh, no.
Or even mimicking a FaceTime call.
Oh, wow.
Just as someone was teeing off.
It's pure chaos.
Yeah.
And the golfers had no idea where these sounds were coming from.
None whatsoever.
I can't even imagine.
Imagine the confusion.
Yeah.
And frustration. Especially.
Especially for seasoned players.
Right.
Who pride themselves on their focus.
Yes.
The golf course staff was equally baffled.
I bet.
And they started putting up no cell phones allowed signs everywhere.
Oh, no.
Adding to the absurdity of the situation.
And all the while, Magpie is perched in a nearby tree.
Yes.
Orchestrating this symphony of tick sounds. It's almost as if she was intentionally trolling them.
You know, that's not as far-fetched as it might seem.
Really?
What we're seeing here is a bird not only adapting to a human-dominated environment,
right,
but actually manipulating it.
Wow.
Using the very tools we created.
Right.
It challenges our whole notion of what it means to be technologically savvy.
Absolutely. And it all culminated in a truly epic event.
Oh, yeah. Yes. The annual championship.
The championship.
The defending champion.
Okay.
A picture of composure and skill is lining up for the winning putt.
Oh, wow.
Everything riding on this one shot.
Yeah.
And just as he's about to strike the ball, Magpie makes her move.
Precisely. Witnesses describe her letting out the most perfectly timed ba-bum sound.
A bum.
Like a dramatic game show buzzer.
Oh, no.
It completely threw off the champion's concentration.
Wow.
And he missed the putt, losing the championship.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
It was a moment that cemented Magpie's legend.
I bet.
And sent shockwaves through the golfing community.
So how did people react? Did they finally figure out it was Magpie? I mean, you'd think after something that traumatic, people would start looking for a feathery culprit.
You would think so.
Yeah.
But this is where the story gets even more interesting.
Okay.
The golfers were completely baffled. Mm. They knew something was messing with them.
Yeah.
But a bird mimicking technology?
Right.
That seemed too incredible to believe.
Yeah, I could see that. So what do they think was going on?
Well, rumors started flying.
Like what?
Some thought that the golf course was haunted.
Haunted?
Maybe by a tech-savvy ghost.
Oh, wow.
Who'd had a fondness for golf in their earthly life?
Uh-huh.
Others blamed aliens.
Aliens.
Secret government experiments.
Right.
Anything but a bird.
So how did the truth finally come out?
It took a keen observer.
Okay.
A retire named Earl.
Okay.
Known for spending his days watching the golfers.
Uh-huh.
From a bench near the third hole.
So he's just watching everything.
And he'd noticed Magpie.
Okay.
Perched in a nearby tree.
Uh-huh.
And he had seen her making these strange sounds.
Right.
And one day he witnessed her mimicking a ringtone perfectly.
Wow.
And he finally put two and two together.
It must have been quite a revelation.
Oh, it was. He marched straight to the clubhouse and announced, "It's that blasted bird."
He knew.
She's the one making all those noises.
Wow. But even with Earl's eyewitness account, some people remained skeptical.
Oh, yeah.
They just couldn't wrap their heads around the idea of a bird mastering human technology.
Right.
So what convinced the doubters?
Magpie herself.
She did.
She seemed to enjoy the attention
and
started putting on shows. For anyone who still doubted her abilities.
Wow.
There are stories of her mimicking FaceTime call.
FaceTime call.
Complete with the video chat chime.
Oh, my goodness.
Right in front of skeptical golfers.
Imagine their faces.
Oh, it was undeniable proof that Magpie wasn't just a random bird making noise.
Right.
She was a master of mimicry.
Yes.
A feathered technologist who'd turned the golf course into her own personal stage.
So the golf course staff must have tried to get rid of her. I mean, a disruptive bird like that couldn't have been good for business.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
But this is where Magpie's cleverness really shines.
Okay.
They tried everything to relocate her.
Like what?
They tried luring her away with shiny objects.
Really?
But she just took them and dropped them in the water hazards.
Oh.
As if to mock their efforts.
Wow.
They even brought in a falconer.
A falconer?
Hoping to scare her off.
That seems a bit extreme.
It does, doesn't it? But Magpie outsmarted them again.
Really?
As the falconer approached.
Okay.
She started mimicking a police siren.
No way.
So realistically that the falconer and his falcon fled in fear.
Oh, my goodness.
Thinking they were in trouble with the law.
It's like she was always one step ahead. She must have been quite a character.
Oh, she was. And in the end, they realized they couldn't outsmart her.
Right.
They had to adapt to her.
Right.
So what started as a nuisance,
a
source of frustration and chaos.
Right.
Slowly transformed into something else entirely.
Okay.
The golfers began to see the humor in the situation.
Yeah.
They started anticipating her pranks, even looking forward to them.
It sounds like she became a bit of a local celebrity.
But she did.
Really?
People started wearing golf shirts with her image on them.
Wow.
A fan club called Bird Brains sprung up dedicated to celebrating her antics.
Bird Brains, that's great.
She even got the attention of the national media.
Really?
There was talk of Jimmy Fallon trying to get her on his show.
Oh, wow.
With a mag cam set up on the golf course.
What a story.
Oh.
It's amazing how something that started as a disruptive force turned into a source of amusement and even admiration.
It speaks to the power of adaptation.
Yeah.
Both for Magpie and for the humans who shared her space.
Right.
She adapted to their technology,
okay,
turning it into a tool for her own amusement.
Yeah.
And they, in turn, adapted to her, embracing her mischief as part of the unique character of their golf course.
So what happened to Magpie? Did she eventually move on from the third hole?
Well, that's the thing about wild creatures. Yeah. They're unpredictable.
Right.
Always seeking new challenges.
Uh-huh.
And Magpie was no exception.
Okay.
Eventually, she did move on from the third hole.
Okay.
But not to disappear into the wilderness.
Oh, really?
Instead, she found a new stage for her technological talents.
Okay.
The golf cart rental area.
You're kidding. What did she do there?
Well, you know those GPS systems in golf carts?
Uh-huh.
Guiding golfers around the course?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, wow.
Imagine renting your cart.
Okay.
Getting ready for a peaceful round of golf.
Right.
And suddenly your GPS starts saying things like, recalculating, you missed the fairway.
Oh, no.
When you're clearly on the right path.
Wow.
Or even better, you have arrived as you pull up to a restroom.
I can't even imagine the confusion.
It's pure Magpie genius.
It's incredible.
She'd taken her talent for tech mimicry to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Leaving golfers wondering if they were losing their minds.
Right.
Or if their golf carts were haunted.
And that's
creatures who share this planet with us.
So the next time you're out on the golf course, or anywhere really, and you hear a strange ringtone or a GPS voice telling you've arrived at your destination, take a moment to listen. It just might be Magpie or one of her feathered friends reminding you to unplug, to embrace the unexpected, and to appreciate the incredible adaptability and intelligence of a natural world. You never know what you might discover.
And perhaps, even more importantly, what it might inspire you to do.